Up and down the Northeast Corridor, women are forced into a life of prostitution. It's part of the underground trade of human trafficking. This month, WGBH Radio investigates the issue, from a prostitution bust in the affluent suburb of Wellesley to the criminal link between our area and New York City.
We have had cases where women were brought down from New York into Boston, stayed for a couple of weeks, and then were moved to other areas.
This week, we examine a side of human trafficking that travels well beyond New England. WGBH Radio's Philip Martin explores the international appeal of the underground trade.
Why would someone fly 8,500 miles and spend $4,000 to vacation in Pattaya, Thailand?
If they're going to Pattaya, it's not because Pattaya has nice beaches, it's because it has sex tourism.
Thomas Pascarello should know. Before taking over as Somerville's police chief, he led the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration in East Asia.
And I've been on plane flights going back and forth from the United States to Bangkok, sitting with people who represent all walks, all professions, and they're going there specifically for, as they call it, the sex tourism.
But Bangkok is not the only destination. Investigators believe that Brazil, the Dominican Republic, and the Ukraine are all friendly havens for sex tourists. But why these countries? For one, while prostitution is illegal, police often look the other way. But there's something else at play in East Asia.
Asian women have always been seen as exotic, and then we are perceived as always ready or willing to please men. Those are the stereotypes.
Fran Gao helps lead the New York Asian Women's Center. It has saved hundreds of women forced into a life of sex or labor servitude.
In recent years, the statistics, at least in the U.S., show a lot of the victims of sex trafficking are, in fact, Asian. If you wanted to say it's because Asian women are desirable, that's why there was a demand, that's why traffickers go out and recruit and get a lot of Asian women to fill the demands of U.S. men.
I met one of these men in New York City.
When I was over there in Southeast Asia, the women were tremendous. Never a problem.
He's a limo driver in Queens whom we cannot identify. We'll call him Jim. He was in Thailand most recently in 2005.
Relationships here are always so complicated. But over there, they're told and they're trained to serve. So it's also that power that the man has, that he feels like he's the king. And they go there and it's just pure sex. It's uncut.
And it's exploitative.
There's the appearance of consent.
Melissa Farley is a San Francisco-based psychologist who has studied the intersection between human trafficking and prostitution.
There are coercive factors that drive people into prostitution. And what we've found in research in 9 countries on 5 continents is that the factors that drive women and some men and children into prostitution are the ancient social harms of sexism, racism, and poverty.
And then there's the Vietnam War and the origins of sex tourism in Asia.
There's basically a whole prostitution kind of industry set up to service U.S. military service personnel at the time.
Kenneth Franzblau works for Equality Now, a New York-based women's human rights organization.
And so if you look at some of the Asian sex tour destinations, some of the very popular ones, they're places where there were former U.S. military bases.
Places in the Philippines and Thailand. It's not just American servicemen looking for a good time in these countries. It's also American tourists.
Bow, 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 bow.
One company that boasts of unforgettable vacations is Big Apple Oriental Tours.
Well, even now we'll travel. Said I have love.
This is from an online promotional clip for the company.
If you need a loving man, we'll travel.
Big Apple Oriental Tours has been the target of state and federal investigations, accused of arranging sex tours to Asia.
We had phone recordings. We had video that they sent us. So it was obvious, beyond obvious, what they were doing on these tours.
Kenneth Franzblau of Equality Now spent 17 years researching Big Apple Oriental Tours. His findings led to the nation's first lawsuit against an alleged sex tour operator. Company owners were tried and acquitted of promoting prostitution under New York law, but prosecutors continue to try to shut them down. Its owner, Doug Allen, refused to comment but sent an email stating that he hasn't broken any laws and is willing to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Attention, please. Any containers of liquid, aerosol, or gels.
In the meantime, I'm curious how American tourists are contributing to the underground trade in Asia. So I'm boarding a flight to Bangkok, where just about every seat is occupied by men. I'm Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.